It's a very sad development for Zimbabwean football at the moment, considering the fact that the African Nations Championships are only starting on the 16th of January, and basically the national team that was in camp has got about 4 weeks to prepare. To me, it simply means we have got a FIFA leadership that does not have a focus on what is supposed to be done, that does not have a focus on the future, that is not even seeing that there is a competition, a very important competition that is supposed to be taking place in the next four weeks or so. If they had to make changes, at least they could have waited until the end of January, when the African the championships would have been done. Well, everybody could have understood that. But to say the team is in camp, the coach is in camp, and all of a sudden you make an announcement, the coach is gone. No, we cannot have football like that. We cannot run football like that.
Now, what are the reasons being given by Zifa? Have you ever had any kind of insight of what is happening?
The acting Zifa president, Omega Span, says it is actually a privilege for anybody to serve. He does his duties on the benevolence of the National Association. He says no one can hold the nation to ransom as far as maybe salaries, allowances, and anything like that is concerned. Really, to me, the reasons are they have got nothing to do with what the next wants to be achieved in a 90-minute game of football. If there are any other reasons, maybe those are boredom decisions, maybe those are boredom reasons, but for now, why don't we look at what we want to achieve at CAN, and then we take decisions after that? Because the reasons that they've given, honestly, they do not hold any water anyway in terms of football development.
So what happens about the preparations for the next match for the CHAN Cup?
Honestly, it's absolute chaos, because the information that is coming in now is that Joey Antipas, the coach that they want to replace Calisto Pasua, he's saying, no, I cannot take over the team, because I also have the CAF Champions League with chicken in next year. And Norman Mateza is also saying, look, I've got a good contract with FC Platinum. FC Platinum are a big company. They are a big team. They are a big company, just like Chicken Inn, who are sponsored by INSCO. Those people cannot leave their jobs either FC Platinum or Chicken Inn to go and coach the Warriors, where definitely there is no salary. So as far as our preparations are concerned, well, it's definite chaos. I don't know where that idea actually came from, the Zifa leadership.